Morning, everyone. It is the 8 a.m. call. This is our first Module 10 call. We're at the business end of things when it comes to curriculum wise. Really excited to share this module with you and to start looking at the process of courage-based planning, and also part of this module is about sort of pulling everything together. So this week we're going to talk about courage-based goals and planning and taking courage-based action, what that actually means, what that looks and feels like. And next week we're going to kind of recap a little bit and start to look at how you can use the tools and approaches from the program to create your own coaching packages, the way to work with clients, what I've sort of found. It'll also be a general kind of Q&A type session. So if you've got general questions or things you want to talk about, we can absolutely do that as well. So it's totally fine to just kind of let this week be like a normal module discussion, and then next week we'll do a bit more of a wrap up and it'll be a bit more interactive. Okay. We're kind of starting, sorry, we're kind of wrapping up like this last module is also where you can start working with a client, right? So mostly our clients will come to us with goals and dreams, right? Things that they want for themselves, things that they want to create, bring to life. It may be that they want to meet someone, or they're starting a business, or they're writing a book, or they're wanting to turn their craft or skill into something that's a bit more lucrative. They want to apply for a promotion. They want better boundaries, right? It doesn't really matter what our clients bring to us. What I found is that a lot of clients don't even know what they want. They just know not this, right? So they're coming to us with a ton of self-doubt, going, I just don't want to be living like this anymore. And so when you say, what do you want? What might life look like on the other side of self-doubt? They can't actually conceive of that yet. And even when, and I've worked with so many clients where they have goals and dreams that really matter to them, where they had very, concrete ideas of what that could look like, how they wanted to feel, all of the usual coaching stuff that we're trained to help our clients to articulate into vision. Even when they were really clear on what they wanted, when they would come across an obstacle or a setback, they would quit. Suddenly it's like, oh, I don't really know if I do want to do that anymore, right? It's like justifications and rationalizations and excuses all kind of come out. And what my theory is that when we bring our goals and dreams to life, we face usually a pretty full house of psychological risk. And if we don't understand where that's coming from, or that it's normal, or how to navigate through it, then it makes complete sense that we would just go, oh, this is just too damn risky. And so we'd quit. And you may have found this yourself, right, with bringing your coaching work to life, where you've got really clear ideas and visions about what you want to create, and then you kind of start moving towards it, or maybe it just stays in a color-coded plan, right? Or you start moving towards it, and then suddenly there's a setback or something unexpected happens, or you wake up one morning and you're like, I just can't face it. And then that kind of gets shelved. It's like, maybe it's not the right time, and you find all the reasons why it's not worth doing right now. Yeah, may sound familiar. I know that was like, yeah, very much my experience as well. So for me, if I was going to work with goals, and I have to say, I'm not really for a lot of the first years that I was working as a coach, I wasn't really that interested in goals. Like I kind of saw it as what my own experience had been like. Start where you are, aim for where you want to be, and then beat yourself up to get there. And it always felt like a kind of really difficult, depriving, like awful kind of experience. And so I didn't really see the point of putting my clients through that either. I was much more interested in, who do they want to be and are they living according to that coda? And then I started working with people with self-doubt who did have goals but couldn't kind of get them to bring them to life. And so I needed to find a way to help them do this, but in a way that was sustainable. And that took into account the fact that they did have self-doubt, sometimes crippling self-doubt. As I've got to know how we as folks with self-doubt tend to walk through the world, the kinds of resisting behaviors that we tend to exhibit, I've got much better at how to do this. And so what you're seeing in this module is the end result of those years of figuring this shit out. So what I can see, I completely agree, Alicia. Struggle with goals with clients because it changes. And I think that's another sign of, oh, this is too hard, but I feel like I should have one, right? Our culture is also really primed for goals. Like it feeds into all of those kind of, be the best, be bigger, better, more type, values that Western culture seems to embrace and value. What I have found is that there is a way to do goals. There's a way to support our clients with goals that is really enriching for them and enlivening, and it doesn't have to be this awful experience. And as I've started to put this together, what it now feels like is that the goals that our clients choose can often be the path for navigating through their self-doubt, for actually healing a lot of the stuff that will come up. And now I have like monthly goals, I have annual goals. I'm very excited about setting goals and working towards them. I just have given up and very happily released any idea that that needs to be linear, that there is a perfect or right way to do it, and that my self-doubt is going to come up all the time. And I think once we sort of start from that place, that this is going to be a bit of it's not going to go in a straight line, and you're going to experience setbacks and obstacles and times where you just don't want to, and that's okay, and that's still not a reason to quit. What happens is that the way that we actually achieve our goals becomes the way that we heal our self-doubt. So I wanted to kind of give us the experience of what this is like in this call. So we're going to go through the process of setting a goal. And I'm going to really encourage you to create a courage-based plan for yourself for the next 30 days. And to get coached on all the obstacles and setbacks and self-doubt that comes up in your practice pods. Right, so we want to have a living experience of what this is like so that we can help with our clients, help our clients to figure this out. So today we're going to talk about like the aim of this module. This week is all about courage-based goals, plans and action. Next week we'll talk a bit more about the change cycle and bringing the program tools together. And we'll also kind of elaborate a little bit more on the homework. But this is the key things to remember is that there is no right or ideal linear process to achieving goals. Like, let's just park that, right? It just doesn't happen. And before I became a coach, I spent 15 years as a management consultant, largely working on big risky projects. So we used to have whole teams of people that managed a plan that was never representing of reality, because it would say this task is going to take this long and these people are going to do it, and then we just ignored their humanity, right? So as soon as someone got behind or it took longer or less time or they had leave or any number of things would happen, something they were dependent on was late, you know, this team of people would have to update it. So linear plans don't work either, guys. That's the point, right? Like even super professional project teams, they're always kind of flying a bit by the seat of their pants. So I think it's super, super encouraging for our clients to see that that goals are just the bringing to life of what we want. So I love that you're, Susie and Helen, you're saying, oh, setting a goal and all you can feel in your body is no. Yeah, that's completely understandable, right? Because I imagine you've had experiences where it's just invited in a ton of risk. So you've possibly experienced a sense of disappointment or failure or even success, and then it was kind of a bit anticlimactic, right? So all of those things will come up. But when we can help ourselves and our clients feel resourced, right, so that when those risks are turning into reality, that the experience of setting and achieving goals is a completely different one. It's one where they get to kind of know themselves and enjoy the process, right? We are only going to set goals for things that we actually want in our lives, right? So this is quite a different way of setting and taking action towards goals, planning them and then taking action. I've done this exercise with big groups, like a couple hundred people. I've done it with individuals and various groups in between. And what I found is that a lot of people grab hold of this and go, oh, this will work for me. I can see the purpose of this and I can see how this is different. So it's a really great thing to try with your clients. What I would also offer is that you can start here, right? So I know this is the final module, but you can start working with your clients here. You can open up your relationship with them, talking about the goals they have for themselves. And then as they are taking action, you get to support them through all the ways that their self-doubt shows up. So this is very intentionally our last module because it's all a circle. Okay, the kind of purpose, like the meta purpose, like not just the achievement of the goal, but the big purpose is that bringing that goal or dream to life will expand the client's self-concept. They become on the way the person who can be with the thing that they've achieved, the thing they've brought to life. All right, so they're no longer a person with a dream of one day owning a business. They're now a person who has one. And that will change their identity. Yeah, they're no longer just a person who dreams that one day they won't be stuck in this corporate grind. They'll actually have a job that feels fulfilling. And then they become the person who's achieved that. And then, you know, other stuff will come up, right? Because it's always the first layer is the achieving of the goal. So for clients with self-doubt, what I found is that when we're working around goals, we have to make room for emotions, for self-doubt, for unexpected brilliant ideas. And some of those will be shiny things that are distracting the client from the risk, right? And so we have to be quite good at saying, hey, is this related to this goal or is this another goal entirely? Oops. They have to provide some supportive accountability. Right, because a lot of our clients with self-doubt, they're looking for an out. Right, if they don't have to do something, and they're not feeling courageous, and they don't do it, and then no one says, "Hey, what happened there? Let's talk about what got in the way." Then they never get to learn from that, never get to experience the growth that comes from that. So it needs to also provide a kind of record of progress and lessons and what's working, right? I think it's super important that it's led by whatever is coming from the healthy self, that heartfelt vision, values, intention, all of that sovereign stuff kind of needs to be setting the goal. And it needs to also account for changing levels of courage, often on a daily basis. Right, so it has to take into account that some days we're like, oh, I just cannot do that task that's on my list. But you don't have to. It's very human, right? So this is the approach that we're taking. It starts with you've got self-doubt and you're doing something that's super brave. How do we make the process support you rather than say you've got a goal, right? Let's change you so that you can create the goal. When that's, you know, we know how hard it is for people to change, right? So let's not start from there. Okay, so our approach is that we set a courage-based goal from the healthy self, from that place of sovereignty where it's really clearly about a heartfelt intention. We set a plan that takes into account all of these things that we've just mentioned, the fact that you've got self-doubt and emotions, and some days you're not going to feel like it, and sometimes you're just not going to do what you said you've done, and that doesn't mean anything's gone wrong. It's an opportunity to really understand what's happening for you. And that courage-based action takes all of this into account and doesn't have an unrealistic expectation that everything's going to come out in a straight line, right? That it's going to be a little bit messy and imperfect and human. And there's never a reason to quit on yourself unless that is the right thing, right? Because sometimes it's like, I don't even want this, right? I've just realized I've achieved the dream and goal that my parents had for me or that someone else wants for me. But this isn't my goal, in which case, quit as fast as you can and set a goal that actually fits you. So what you'll find as well is that as you're starting to put all of this together, you'll see that we've come full circle, right? So one of our very first modules, our practice modules, we looked at, you know, what's getting in the way from our clients, like uncovering those protective beliefs that are in the way. And what you can see is that actually we've mapped the compass onto this if we do this from the healthy self. So the goal is set by self-belief, that vision, leadership, encouragement. What we want to get better at is always about, it always sits in the self-worth and the warrior part of the compass. It's always about taking action and advocating for our dreams and setting boundaries with ourselves. What we're doing instead is where our protector pops up and says, hey, this is bloody risky, stop doing that, I want to distract you. So you will experience the six P's and survivor strategies, and just protective beliefs will come up. What's in the worry box will be all about self-acceptance. It will always be about what our needs and our emotions are, the things that we're afraid of. When we can see that all of those parts can belong and it's okay that we've got parts of us that are worried that will be rejected and parts of us that are worried that will be too powerful, all of that stuff can be there. And then we start to look at our protective beliefs through the lens of self-trust. Right. Oh, I can see that this is what coming up, and it makes sense to me. We can discern the difference between something that is real and something that is protective. And we can make decisions, even if the risk is real, even if there is a good chance you'll write the whole book and it won't get published, then, you know, that's still a decision you can make, right? You can still take that chance. Because who would you be once you finish that project? And when we get to have that perspective, right, of why we're doing this, what it gives us. So I just want you to see that all of this is kind of supporting the process that we've already come through. All of these ideas will be probably quite familiar to you. So what we're going to do is literally set a courage-based goal. We're going to go through this process together. I'm just going to do some self-reflective journaling with you. I know a couple of you are traveling right now, so just do this as best you can. But the idea is that we'll just see what this feels like, right? I want you to have the experience that your clients will have as you do this with them, so that you get to share this with them from a place of knowing what it's like. Okay. So, Let's start with the dreams, goals, or intentions that you have. You may want to just spend a couple of minutes just writing down a couple of options, you know. And the way that I would approach this is you could have something kind of concrete, like I want to make this much money in the next calendar year in my coaching practice, right? Or I want to launch my first course. I want to work with 10 clients, right? Could be very concrete and related to your coaching practice. It could be something a bit broader, like I want to leave my full-time job and do this full-time. And it could be something completely unrelated to your coaching work. It could be a very personal goal. So just spend a couple of minutes thinking about what is your current goal, dream, intention for yourself. And obviously, there's no right answer, and you can change your mind if you want to. Just notice that you might have body sensations and protective beliefs coming up. You can just notice those and thank them for their concern. Just reassure them we're just planning, we're not doing anything, we're not taking any action right now. It's okay that they're scared. Everyone got something. Even if it feels like, oh, I'm not sure that this is the right one, but you got something. Yeah? Cool. So, that's supposed to have one. So, the next thing to think about, if you just ignore that second one, is this matters to me now because. So, why does this matter right now? Why does it feel like it's time for this goal that you have? And your reason may be super positive, and it may just be, oh, I'm just sick of not doing it. I'm bored of myself, right? It doesn't have to all be shiny. But why does this matter to you now? And the next question for those of you who are observant, when I arrive at this dream, I believe the top three feelings I will feel are. So when you actually achieve this, when you bring this goal to life, how do you think you're gonna feel? What's gonna be alive in you? Just imagine yourself having achieved what you've said. And just notice what comes up. Again, these may be really positive emotions. They may not be. One of the reasons that we resist goals is because we're not sure how we're going to feel. What if it's not great? Everyone got a reasonable handle on these first three? Yeah. Okay. when I think about this dream, my protective self-doubt says what? What opinions has your self-doubt got about all of this? Does your protector want you to know? Let it have it say whatever it's saying, even if it feels irrational or it's a bit embarrassing, just get it out there. It's important to acknowledge it. Remember, this is a part of you, it's not who you are. Got a reasonable handle on their protector. Yeah. And then what does your healthy self have to say about this? What does your healthy self want you to know about this dream? I just want to offer a top tip here, because when you're doing this with clients, it'll obviously be a conversation rather than, because we're doing this as a group, it's more of a self-reflection exercise. What can happen is when you ask your client about, you know, what is the part of you that really can see you doing this? What do they have to say about this? What can often happen is that you start to hear the protector and the healthy self kind of tussling a little bit, right? So the client will say, well, I can totally do this. You know, stupider people than me have set up a business or whatever. But then, and then they'll say, oh, but I just don't want to be disappointed by it, or I'm not sure if I can do this part of it, right? And so what you're hearing is that inner conflict. And so it can be super helpful for the client to just be have that mirrored back. Like, oh, I noticed that every time you come up with a reason to do it, you're coming up with another one where that might not work. And so let's talk about that, right? Like, let's try and separate these out. And sometimes what you can do is just capture what they're saying without interrupting them, but put those two sides on different sides of a whiteboard or an online piece of paper so they can see those two sides. And what you're just helping the client to do is to see that they have different aspects of themselves that want to have a voice here. There may be other parts that you hear as well, right? There may be another person involved, someone else's opinion of their dream, or just another aspect of the client's self that maybe isn't kind of protective or purely healthy self. And you can kind of start to name those a little bit. Like, they're going to come back up as they are bringing their dream to life. You may find this yourself. So it's just helpful to kind of help the client to notice that there may be some inner conflict here, and that's okay. Nothing's gone wrong. Like a lot of the kind of mainstream stuff around motivation and human potential and goals is all about, like, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no, right? You've probably heard that. And I just think that completely denies the fact that we have critical thinking skills, and we can see that there are ups and downsides to every goal and dream that we have for ourselves. So we just really want to honor those parts of our clients and ourselves, right? That actually, if it's not a hell yes, it might be because you're a complex, nuanced human, not because your goal is wrong, right? Okay. The next prompt for you all. When I arrive at this dream, I believe my life will be the same in the following ways. What's the constant? What will still be there? And this can be really reassuring to a client who feels like they're about to set fire to their lives or do something really big, right? It's like, yeah, but what will you still have, right? Your family, your friends, your partner, your kids, yourself, your values, your ability to change your mind and make decisions. This can really help to kind of calm an anxious protector. And equally, for some clients who think that achieving one goal, however big and bold and courageous it feels, will result in this massive, like, I'll be a whole different person. It's like, well, will you? Right? I can remember a few folks I've talked to who wanted to sort of set fire to their lives and go and do something completely different, like, you know, leave a corporate job and become a, you know, yoga teacher in Bali for a year or something like that. It's like, but you're still going to take yourself with you, right? Your mum's still going to be on speed dial, right? All the boundaries that you don't have in your life right now are still going to be with you unless we make those changes too. So it can be really helpful to kind of notice any clients that have that cabin in the woods fantasy, right? If I disappear from my current life, I'll get to have a start over. And as someone who's left the other side of the world four times and counting in an attempt to do that, can tell you from personal experience, yeah, wherever you go, there you are. So this can help save a client a ton of money and pain, right, from just really acknowledging this for themselves. Like, is there a fantasy that's playing out here, and how will I just be the same? Yeah, we don't want to give any dream or goal so much power. Okay, and the final prompt is, when I arrive at this dream, my life will have expanded in the following ways. So how will you be different, do you imagine? What will change in your life that you can see just from this view? Just read over what you've written down around this goal, this intention or dream that you have for yourself. Just underline any words that kind of have a bit of a charge for you or that feel important. You may want to record for yourself, you know, how does it feel to just acknowledge that this is something you want? So we're going to do something super brave and share our goals. Helen, do you want to share with us what your goal is?
I can't think of anything I'd want to do less, but yeah,
let's, I can totally understand that. Yeah.
I've got kind of two that are one, really, probably. So I will try and make it into one sense. So I want to launch my coaching practice and eventually have a successful coaching practice. That's the goal.
Amazing. Can we just like go like this because we love that the goal is fabulous? Yeah. Like how cool is that? Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. Can you see how uncomfortable I am?
I can totally feel it. Yeah. What strikes you most about what you've written down? What's the thing that kind of stands out for you?
I think at the end, when you said, you know, write down something, I think the thing that really bubbled up for me is this, yeah, it's great on paper, but you actually have to do it.
Yeah.
So, which was interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to let you be uncomfortable.
Thanks.
But also deeply acknowledge you for sharing this. And we all are like, of course you're going to launch your practice. So, and we're going to actually like take the first step today. So you're in the best place right now.
Always on a Tuesday morning, my favorite place.
Thank you, Helen. Magic. And Helen went first, so she gets a special prize. Janelle, you're next on my in my circle. So would you like to share your goal, love? Here we go.
Did I manage that? Tech issues galore out here in Australia today. Hello, everybody. My goal is very similar to Helen's. I want to leave my current day job to work full time in my coaching practice.
Yes, we so want that for you too, Janelle. Amazing. How does it feel to just like write that down, say it out loud, get it in the world?
I think everybody who's been like a buddy with me in any of the coaching has already heard that already, and I think Camzen can nod and wave about the fact that we've talked about it heaps. It's interesting what you talked about, the goals being linear, Sass. It's been a slow process, or it feels like a slow process for me. We stepped through, there was, you know, at the start of the year, there was no coaching business. Now there is a coaching business. I talked to my boss yesterday about going part-time, so I'm going to go back to 4 days a week, and I've been telling myself a story about my job's too big, they won't let me go part-time, but I hadn't asked. Turns out they will. So then I'll be part-time in both. So I feel like it doesn't, I don't have the same discomfort about Helen or that Helen does, because I think I've been verbalizing it a lot or for a long time. But I probably have a different discomfort around how long is this going to take me. I feel like I am, I feel like it's been a much longer journey than what I thought it would be.
And it's been less than a year to totally change your career.
Yes, I am not and I've been in the career for 30 years. So if you put it in that context, Sass, it isn't very long.
No, and I think that's part of the thing, right, is can we enjoy the process of transition as a goal is coming to life? How much can you love that process? And that,
that's a good question.
You know, that's the thing to sit with. What do I, you know, what do I need in place to love this as much as I love the outcome? That's amazing. Thanks, Janelle. I love that. And I love how this followed Helen, who's kind of starting in that place, right? And seeing what that can feel like in just a few months' time.
Helen, it gets easier to say.
Yeah, right. As soon as you start owning it, it starts becoming real. Beautiful. Thanks, Janelle. Amy, I'm not sure if you're able to speak. You may be on a call.
No, hey, sorry. Yeah. It's just early and I was like, I don't want to be on video. So
we're so happy to see you.
So my goal is to, it's a bit fluffy, but is to build healthy habits around work. And so by that, I mean doing the things that I intellectually know have been shown to help us feel a little healthier, or me feel a bit healthier, like focus, taking breaks, doing less, all of the sort of practical day-to-day pieces of trying to dismantle that perfectionism. And when I wrote it down, I was like, oh, this feels tiny. And as I'm saying it, I'm like, well, that's huge. So good.
That's amazing. And I love that this kind of follows on with the conversation we had a couple of weeks ago, right, about boundaries with yourself. It sounds like you're kind of embracing that a little more.
Yep.
Amazing. How does it feel to say it out loud?
It feels weird because my perfectionist brain is saying, well, that's not a real big goal. But there's part of me that thinks like, this is huge. If I could just do this, yeah. It would make a huge, it wouldn't solve everything to a point about how does that question reflect for those of us who are like, I'll solve this one goal and everything will be better. It won't solve everything. It will make a huge difference though. So it's daunting, but exciting.
I don't think it's fluffy at all. I think it's definitely Zoom clap worthy. Amazing. Amazing, Amy. It's brilliant. I can totally sense what a difference that's going to make for you. Yeah. Beautiful. Awesome. Alicia, I know you're traveling. If you can join us, please do. If not, feel free to share your goal.
Hello.
Hi, love.
I'm going to hope you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Rain of people, I'm going to say it out loud.
But you're saying this on a full train.
Yes, it's my mum's birthday, so we're just heading out for the day. Yes, so my goal is to, I guess in the next, well, when however long it takes, to take the coaching business full time, similarly to the other ladies as well. And as you said at the beginning, Sass, I feel a bit, little bit like as I was writing that down at the end, the kind of feeling was, you know, it's time now. You've been kind of doing this for a year and I've kind of, you know, it's been this one foot in, one foot out, very much trying to keep fantasy cabin woods dreams alive of going back to Australia and nursing, and maybe that's the better thing to do, knowing I've done that once and it was not the better thing to do. So going all in with it now is, and it feels like I'm ready now to do it and make that choice.
Oh, that's amazing. Yay. Alicia, we're all waving at you. I don't know if you can see that.
I can see you, and I'm waving at you all as well for all your fantastic goals. So, yeah,
brilliant. Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. It's brilliant. Okay, Katie Palmer.
Hi, everyone. So when I started writing down my intentions, because I don't like the word goal very much, I started with loads of different things. So then I tried to like hone it down a little bit. And one thing that I had already written that I have in my office at home is that I want to be seeing 3 clients a day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays by like late September. And obviously I already have a practice, but because of the pandemic, everything's obviously been shit. But I have changed some of the stuff that I do, and obviously I want to see coaching clients as well. So that kind of felt quite real to me of what I want to do. And it was interesting when I put down, what does your protective self say? It was like, you won't achieve this. You're lazy and you're worthless. It was like, oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah.
But then my healthy self was like, you've totally got this. And it was that, it really, when you were talking about it afterwards, it was that the devil and the angel on the shoulder, or it was that kind of, you know, and I often have that conversation that, you know, it is my healthy self. So it's like, no, just back up. You're fine. You know, yeah. You've got the skills. And I think I said, my healthy self said, there are plenty of clients waiting to see you. You will draw them to you like a beacon. So I was like, okay, that's fine. So yeah, it was good. It was a really good practice to do. So thank you.
Yeah, amazing. We're waving for you. And I guess one of the things that I think is so interesting, isn't it, when the protective self comes up with something that's really like, what? What's that? That could be worth like just spending a little bit of time with. Like,
yeah.
Where are you from? How old are you? What are you worried about?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think that's the thing, as you start to realize that sometimes your protector can be a bit of an asshole.
Yeah. It was really interesting because it came up and I was like, because my healthy self, I think, was there as well. It was like, well, you know, that's not true. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, whose is that voice or where does that come from? And it was quite easy to then say, no, you're just talking rubbish, and sort of see it as another thing and go for healthy self. So yeah, it's really good.
One of the things I would offer is that listening to that protector, even if you know it's talking rubbish, like acknowledging that you've heard it and you get that it's there, and letting it have a little say on why it feels that way.
Yeah.
And help you to just kind of put that to bed a little bit. It's like, oh, you've heard me. Sometimes it will say kind of really shitty things because it's trying to get your attention.
Yeah, it did. But then I was like,
a little bit of time with it would be quite be a good thing. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Katie. Beautiful. Kenton, can you unmute and share your goal, Drew?
My goal is to self-publish the book I've been working on early next year. I actually said wrote January next year. I have no idea if that's reasonable or not, but it's
we just made for you. Hello, that's a beautiful goal. Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's my goal.
Amazing. Amazing. Self-publish your book.
Yep.
How does it feel?
I've been working on this for the best part of 2.5 years, probably.
Yeah.
I took quite a big break last year because lots of things happened along with the pandemic. But so I think that the voice has always been, I don't have what it takes, both in terms of what the physical writing of it and the marketing of it, because self-publishing is both the things. The actual publishing itself, I think, is quite easy from what I've heard, but the putting it out there on Amazon is the easy part, and I won't follow through has always been the voices that have been there. I just don't have what it takes. And like, I spoke with my own book coach last week, maybe last Monday, and she kind of sent me into this spiral of self-doubt that I'd managed to get past. She was like throwing all these things at me, and I was like, but then what I've said is that as long as I keep calm and focused, then I'll get there, whether it's next January or not.
Well, and also,
and I kind of know the next step and the next step and the next step, and yeah.
Well, and I guess that's the thing, is when your goal is kind of related to your own expertise, right? Like, it's something you kind of know the steps to take, but it may be super helpful to really focus in on what are the things you want to believe about yourself, about this book, about the people that are going to read it. Like, how do you get yourself into a place where it's not so much about the actions you take, it's about what you believe.
Mm.
Right? So what does this offer you in terms of expanding your self-concept?
Mm.
And then it means the bringing the goal to life is more than just like taking the action steps, right? And you know, getting the courage to do that. It's also about who am I becoming by doing this? How am I what am I witnessing that's coming forward in myself? What am I seeing myself do? How does that feel? What am I thinking about me now? So that the experience is more than a kind of, you know, sort of practical actions. It's much more about helping your self-belief grow.
Yeah, I very much feel it's about self-trust.
Yeah.
It's like, and what's really interesting for me is like, I feel like I've achieved various goals throughout my life. I've achieved stuff. It's not like I can't achieve goals if I set my mind to it. But for some reason, this particular one is particularly hard. And I find that the people that I'm talking to about wanting to be coached by me, it's kind of the same. They're people who've achieved stuff. They're relatively high achievers, some of them. But like this book thing is particularly, something about it really sends people into a tailspin. And I don't know, it's very complex intellectually, but also the visibility issue, I think maybe is what comes up, like that fear around, oh, I'm going to be visible and that's not good and all that stuff. So yeah, it's definitely about self-trust. Sorry, my child just walked in.
Welcome.
I thought you were out. Go.
Well, I think that's the thing to really think about is what is this bringing up for you? And what do you want to believe about that, right? So looking at those meaning making and all of that that's coming up.
There's no space for you there. Sorry.
That's fantastic, Cams, and I'm thrilled for you. So good. So good. Okay. Susie, do you want to jump on and tell us? I saw the top line of your note. I haven't read it, but just come and share your goal before you go.
Sure. It sounds really basic, but it's to complete the requirements to get the certification for this course.
Yeah. Susie, that's brilliant. Yeah, amazing.
So yeah, it feels pretty unachievable at the moment, to be honest. But I've got 6 months, so
yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. And I think just really sitting with what would that mean for my self-concept as a coach?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. What does that help you do?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And myself, not just myself as a coach, but I think there's a bit of like, oh, it's too hard, you know, don't bother, what's the point? It's not the area of your focus at the moment, but it'd mean a huge amount for me to get it done. So yeah.
Huge amount to me too. I'm brilliant for you. Yeah.
I just loved it. I've totally loved it. So
yeah. Amazing. I love this goal, of course. Fantastic. And you'll be so supported, right? You're not doing this on your own.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely.
Amazing. Yeah. So great. Thank you, Susie. So listen to the rest of the call when you have time, and you'll see where to take all of this. Okay.
I will. Sorry, I've got to dash.
Totally fine. All right, love. Take care.
See you soon.
And Ms. Julia, you are our last person. Come tell us all about your goal.
Hello. So this is, I happily don't feel as freaked out. Still a bit freaked out by it, but not as freaked out because I've been working on like talking about money and everything. So my goal is to earn £40,000 next year in my business sustainably and joyfully. And thanks.
Yeah, totally love that.
Yeah.
£40,000 coming out of your very brain and heart.
Yes. which the protector comes up and is like, who do you think you are to do this? And you're not good at money. So what are you doing? And then my healthy self comes up and says, no, you are a creator of money. And this is a way of taking care of you so that you can take care of others.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited by it. I have a feeling that even when it does happen, there'll be a lot of anxiety around like, can I do it again? But I'm excited to see if it's possible. And I think it will help me believe in myself more that this is something that I can do.
Yeah. And notice that it's who you become along the way that gives you that. I'm a coach who makes 40 grand rather than the 40 grand makes me a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. So great. Love it. We need to talk about money more, folks. I don't know why we all shy away from money. It's partly hashtag English, but maybe maybe there's other things in there too, right? Like there's something about that exposure and all of that jazz. I love this. And I think the thing about money is, and being self-employed, is that it's a necessary part of the game. And it's also like an ever-shifting beastie, right? Because you'll make the 40 grand and then you'll be like, can I do this again? And can I do it? Can I do more?
Yeah. You know? And there's a lot. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say there's a lot, I think, with money in particular. There's a lot of stories in my head that earning money means like being burnt out and like having to work, like overwork. And so that's why the sustainably and joyfully is in there, because it's very tempting to overwork to be able to achieve the goal, but that's not what I want. Yeah.
Absolutely. And when you love something, right, it's really easy to get sucked into it and just go, oh, shit, I've missed lunch again, you know? Like, so yeah, sustainably and joyfully, fantastic, like, watchwords for how you're going to do this.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thanks for sharing, Julia. That's beautiful. Cool. Yay. Okay. So I'm loving these goals. It's kind of cool to be in a room of goal-setting people, right? Like, it's cool to see what folks are thinking about. So what I want you to do is take 5 minutes and just write down as many steps as you can think of that will be required to start to bring this goal to life. Right? Like, just what do you know? What do you know? Think about actions. Think about how you want to feel. Think about what you want to believe. Like, even if they are aspirational feelings and beliefs, right? I need to find a way to believe I can do this, or this is possible, or this can be joyful and sustainable. Right, so just take 5 minutes, just jot down everything you know right now about bringing this dream to life. Notice how uncomfortable it feels. I'm looking at you, Helen. Yeah. And it's okay. It's okay. Because you're not taking any action right now. You're just writing things down. Yeah, paralysis, Helen, is part of self-doubt, right? It's coming up saying, you don't know. I'm just going to type a note, Helen, for you. Okay, so it's I'm just giving Helen some tips. Please feel free to take any of these if they work, right? So what we're doing is just starting to build up. Like, so what does this actually mean to have to get on the journey of bringing this goal to life, right? Getting those tasks. So what I also want you to come up with is a couple of potential obstacles. What might get in your way? Think about, like, how do you tend to quit on yourself, right? How do you defer a dream? Just tell yourself the truth. No right or wrong answer here. What's the main obstacle you're concerned about? Notice if your obstacle is dependent on other people. Right? The clients won't come. Why aren't they coming? Because what that usually gets to is the real challenge, which is I'm not sure how to talk about the value of my work. Right? I feel uncomfortable about marketing. And so then you get to the real thing, which is, oh, I just need to learn how to do that. Maybe someone can teach me. So every time you see an obstacle that's dependent on someone else's behavior or actions, then you just kind of undo it, right? Until it becomes something that you feel resourced to do. Has everyone got kind of a pretty good list of tasks and some obstacles that are coming up for you right now? So the way that we take this work, the way that we create the plan, is that it looks like this. Right? It looks like this. It's not a linear plan, right? It's actually it has been referred to as the breast of goals. I apologize for that, or maybe not. But so what you want to do is create this goal plan for yourself. And this is in the module workbook, obviously. But I want you to spend a bit more time coming up with all the action steps. Right, all the things that are going to need to happen before you get to where you're going. You can do this on a wall, which is I love it when it's big and I can see it. So I always kind of do it on the wall of my office. But see, whatever's possible for you. If it's just on a piece of paper, that is totally fine. Write down all the tasks either on a post-it note, or if you've got a big piece of paper, you start to write them down, and you just plot them. Do these tasks feel doable? Right, where you can totally do it, no questions asked, I can do that task, right? Does it feel easy, where it's kind of, I know what to do, I just feel a little bit hesitant about it, but I trust myself to be able to kind of get there. I'm uncertain about it, so I either have a protective belief about it, I don't quite know what to do, or it's just something that I know I'm going to need to kind of steel myself to do it. Or does it just feel risky? You're sort of like, I don't know what the hell to do. I don't know how to do that. That feels like the hardest thing. And I'm not sure even what that looks like. So you put those things out there. You start with the doable tasks. And you just do maybe 2 or 3 a week. And you keep adding the tasks in and plotting them on this plan. Reward yourself. What starts to happen very quickly is that the tasks that start off feeling uncertain will become easy. Because your comfort in seeing that this is coming to life, you're literally experimenting with this goal, it's starting to become a thing that you're doing now. Right, so that's why I suggest 2 to 3 tasks a week. You're keeping some momentum going. If you come across a task that feels too big or you have a shit ton of resistance for and you know it's the next logical thing to do, break it down. It may actually be 3 tasks. And break it down into the most doable thing. Right, so I'm thinking of Janelle and talking to her boss. So it might be that talking to your boss feels like a really risky thing to ask to go part-time, but the most doable step is to find a time in his diary or her diary to speak to her or him in the next month, right? And you can push that as long as you want, that whatever feels good to you, right? That's the most doable step. Then you come up with a script for yourself and you're just writing it out. Maybe you practice it with someone. And you practice how you want to respond to different outcomes. What will you do if? Right, so by the time you walk into that office, it's no longer feeling risky. It's actually feeling a little uncertain/easy because you kind of know who you're going to be as you have that conversation. You've already pre-prepared your responses. You've already prepared for what might or might not be the outcome. Right, so just thinking about that kind of example. If you feel resistant to it, break it down as much as you can. Put your obstacles on your plan. And as they come up, as you learn about more obstacles, add those too, right? So this plan becomes a living, breathing thing where you add on the tasks that the new tasks you come up with, and you put a pile of completed tasks to one side as you achieve them. Right? Something is in the Sorry, Janelle. Yeah, that might have been helpful, but it sounds like you absolutely nailed it anyway, right? So this is the thing, right, is the plan then isn't this thing that you create once at the start when you're feeling okay and relatively all right, but thinking, well, at least I've planned it now, so it's kind of real, right? Because that can often be what we convince ourselves of. You're actually working with the plan every day. So you're crossing stuff off and you're rewarding yourself. You're adding things to it. You're letting things be delineated a little bit if you feel that resistance. When the obstacles come up, that's the thing to take to your practice pod. Seek support for. Right, I've got an obstacle here. I'm facing a setback. My boss said, actually, no, we can't have you go 4 days a week. So what am I going to do now? Right? Because it's not a reason to quit unless you choose it. How can I make this work? Right? I've started marketing my new program and I'm aiming to make 10, 12 grand on this program. Oh, I've only had a few people sign up. What can I do? How can I get the word out there? Who's in my coaching community that would support me? How can I work with somebody to really phrase the value here? What is it that I want my clients to know about this? What will they walk away with? Why would I invest in this, right? So you start to kind of get into more of a problem-solving type mindset rather than who am I to do this? It's all shit. Let's quit, right? And when your goals are more about practicing new habits, like new ways of being, like you may find that your plan is pretty much repeating tasks, right? So I'm just thinking, Amy, of your goal to, to develop some really healthy habits around work. So what you might have is a couple of habits you just want to practice and bed in. Like what's the two most doable easy things that you want to practice, and you're going to do that every day for a week, right? So you can do this with tasks that are one-offs and with regular tasks, but you're just building up your comfort level. So what happens is that this is your comfort zone. It starts to expand with you because you're getting new evidence all the time that your goal is coming. Your intention is starting to take shape. So the homework for this week is to create your courage-based plan for yourself. Do it to a point where you think, oh, that's everything I know right now, and I'm kind of like okay with it, and I can start taking some action. And then when you are meeting with your practice pods over the next couple of weeks, talk to them about the setbacks. What are the beliefs that you are coming up against, right? That are the protective beliefs that are holding you back. Get coached on those beliefs. What else can support you? This will bring stuff up. As soon as you start taking action on a goal that means something to you, it will bring stuff up, and that's meant to happen because otherwise you would have done it by now and it wouldn't be a goal, right? So the idea here is that you get coached to be able to achieve this goal. Please do use the forum if you want support. If you're like, Helen, like we were just doing in the chat, like I'm kind of stuck. My protector is putting me in paralysis and I don't even know what to put on my bloody plan. Like, please feel free to post that in the discussion forum. We can all pile in with 8,000 ideas and then you're like, oh my God, now my protector's saying there's too many things to do, right? But it's okay. You can then bring in your healthier self and go, okay, what feels like stuff that needs to be on my plan? You're not alone in any of this. Like some of you have got the same goal, right? So it's perfect. So that's what we're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks. We'll check in next week and see how you've got to, where your plans are at. Ideally, you want to have a living plan that's up on a wall that you can see by next week. and you want to have started taking a couple of actions. It'd be a great place to get to. How does that feel? Does everyone feel like, yeah, that's possible? I can probably do that. Yeah. Awesome. And, you know, when you get stuck, because that's, you're going to get stuck because that is the nature of the beastie, you ask for help because you're not alone. You've got this amazing community of coaches. You've got me and Scott in your corner going, yeah, how can we help? What do you need? Let's help. And we'll figure this out. You're all able to figure this out. How's that feeling? Yeah. Highly recommend playing with this with clients. It's a great one to do with a group. Just go at it. Like, play with this tool. Help your clients see where their goals are falling down already, right? This can be a great way to just kind of help your clients repair their own kind of mindset and thinking around what's possible for them. Oh, I quit because suddenly I think I can't do this or it's too hard. Oh, actually, do I want to be that person or do I want to see what I can do? And what I have found is that as soon as you achieve the first doable goal, and it may be that you want to have some milestones in your goals, especially if they're a really big one, like maybe your first milestone is something like you get really clear on your messaging, right? If it's about anything to do with your coaching practice, you get really clear on your messaging. Who am I here to help? What's the value for them? Right? How many people do I want to work with to make the money that I need to make? And then you're kind of clear in your own mind, this is what I do. And so then you'll get some, you'll get tasks that come out of that, right? Change my bios, get really clear on my stuff, send out an email letting people know this is who I work with, you know, asking for referrals, all of those tasks that feel a little crunchy and weird. But this will help to kick you off and get you into that place of being able to say, oh, look, here I am launching my actual practice. It's no longer a dream. It's a thing I'm doing. All righty. Hopefully you're feeling excited about your plans. Or maybe not. I don't know. I can't tell. but just know they're beautiful plans, right? They're beautiful ideas. We want these dreams to come true for each other. So please know you're not alone. Just ask for help. We can't read minds, but we can help when you say, this is what I need, or this is where I'm stuck. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for today. This is beautiful. I'm so excited to see what comes of this. And next week we'll check in. You can bring your plans and show them to everybody, hold them up when we kick off. All right. Some lovely supportive accountability. Okay. Take care, everyone. I will see you all next week. All right. Bye, loves.